This podcast is sponsored by Oppenheimer Funds. Oppenheimer Funds offers one of the most comprehensive retirement income planning programs in the industry. Visit www.transition10.com today to learn more. Oppenheimer Funds are distributed by Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated. Oppenheimer Funds Incorporated and Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated are not affiliated with Morningstar Advisor.
Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. You are about to become an expert on a retirement plan subject that very few people understand: the differences between owner-to-owner transfers, distributions, plan-to-plan transfers, and rollovers. Let's start with owner-to-owner transfers. Now, everybody knows that retirement plans are non-transferable. That's why, when you're advising a client, you don't say, "You need to reduce your estate by making gifts. Why don't you transfer your 401k plan to your children?" You can't do that because federal law says flat out that qualified retirement plans are non-transferable. An IRA, individual retirement account, technically is transferable, but it really isn't, because if you tried to give your IRA to your children, it would cease to be an IRA. It would automatically be distributed. But there are exceptions to every rule, and there are actually several kinds of owner-to-owner transfers that can occur. One is death. When a retirement plan owner dies, the ownership of the account is automatically transferred to the beneficiary. That is not an income taxable event, it just happens. Divorce is another example. You can transfer all or part of your retirement benefits to your ex-spouse in a divorce. And in order for that to be a non-taxable event, the divorce court has to issue a special kind of order called a Qualified Domestic Relations Order, or QUADRO. And there's a similar equivalent for IRAs. But with that kind of order, you can transfer an IRA between divorcing spouses, or any kind of retirement plan. Another type of owner-to-owner transfer is transferring retirement benefits into a trust. This type of transfer at the moment is very rare to non-existent because there's almost no IRS pronouncements on the ability to transfer a retirement plan into a trust while you're still alive. Let's look at the background. A trust is normally a separate taxpayer, and we know you can't transfer retirement accounts to another taxpayer. But some kinds of trusts are treated as almost invisible for income tax purposes. Specifically, if you put property into a trust but retain certain rights and powers, that trust becomes a so-called grantor trust, and a grantor trust is generally not treated as a separate entity for income tax purposes. So most expert practitioners assume that an IRA owner, for example, could transfer his or her IRA into a grantor trust, and it would not be a taxable event as long as, and this is a big if, the IRA owner is the sole possible life beneficiary of that grantor trust. So most practitioners assume that this really can be done, but please don't say that I said so, because there's virtually no IRS pronouncements confirming this. The final type of owner-to-owner transfer is when a trust or estate that has been named as beneficiary of a retirement plan terminates and transfers the retirement plan to the residuary beneficiaries of the trust or estate. This is not something abstruse or obscure, because this happens all the time, and there have been more than a dozen IRS letter rulings confirming what the code pretty clearly says, as far as I can see, namely that this kind of transfer can occur and it's not income taxable. Now, just a little footnote here. When a trust or estate terminates and passes the IRA or whatever out to the beneficiaries, this is not changing the beneficiary for minimum distribution purposes. It's just changing the ownership of the account for tax reporting purposes, but the distribution period for the account, whatever it was established when the original owner died, and that is not going to change. Unfortunately, you can't improve it just by transferring the IRA out to the individual beneficiaries from the trust or estate. Now, let's move on and contrast the transfer of a retirement account out of a trust on the one hand with transfer of money out of the retirement account on the other hand. In the world of retirement benefits, the word distribution means that money or other assets are taken out of the retirement plan. And whenever there's a retirement plan distribution, there's no change of ownership. It's just that we have the same owner, but the money moved from a tax-sheltered account belonging to that owner. It moved into a taxable account that belongs to the same owner. And one way to think of it is a retirement plan distribution is a taxable event, but that's not, strictly speaking, correct, because some retirement plan distributions are not taxable. For example, most distributions from a Roth IRA are typically tax-free. So a better way to distinguish a retirement plan distribution from the other types of events we're talking about today is to say that a retirement plan distribution is always a reportable event. The plan administrator or the IRA provider that made this distribution is required to report the distribution to the IRS on Form 1099-R, distribution from a retirement plan, even if it's not taxable. The most common kind of plan distribution would be very familiar. For example, an IRA owner takes some cash out of his IRA and deposits it in his taxable checking account. But remember, there's also such a thing as a deemed distribution, which is kind of an involuntary distribution, where basically you did something bad with your retirement plan, and the punishment is that the whole account is deemed distributed. For example, if you try to pledge your IRA as security for a loan, that causes a deemed distribution of the account, and that would not be a good thing. Well, we've looked at the owner-to-owner transfer, where the money stays in the exact same plan, but the ownership changes. And we've looked at a plan distribution, where the ownership stays the same, but the assets move out of a retirement plan. Now let's look at the plan-to-plan transfer. Again, here there is no ownership change, but we have money moving from one retirement plan directly into a different retirement plan or account in the name of the same owner. For example, you have an IRA at Mutual Fund X, and you decide you would rather invest with brokerage firm Y. So you open a new empty IRA account at brokerage firm Y, and you instruct the two firms to move your IRA money directly from one account to another. A plan-to-plan transfer is not treated as a distribution for income tax purposes, and so generally speaking, a plan-to-plan transfer is not a reportable event. And that brings us to the final category we're going to talk about, rollovers. Plan-to-plan transfers, we find, escape a lot of the technical rules and limits that occur when we do deal with this final category, which is rollovers. A rollover is a distribution from one plan, followed by recontributing that distribution to the same or another retirement plan. With a rollover, again, the ownership of the money does not change, but we do have a reportable distribution. But the distribution is not going to be taxable because the money goes back in to a tax-sheltered retirement plan. And rollovers are subject to all kinds of technical requirements, and we're not going to be covering those today. So let's wrap this up by looking at some of the trickier situations. First, get this. A transfer from a qualified retirement plan to an IRA. For example, when your client retires and moves her 401k account balance directly into an IRA, that is considered a rollover for some tax code purposes, even when it is done by plan-to-plan transfer. It's called a direct rollover from a qualified plan to an IRA, so it's kind of a hybrid between a rollover and a plan-to-plan transfer. And why does Congress do these things? Well, it's just to keep us confused. I'm reasonably certain of that. Are you ready for your quiz now to see if you've learned all this stuff? Suppose we have a participant who dies and he leaves his IRA to his four children, A, B, C, and D. What do we have there? We have an owner-to-owner transfer. Immediately on the participant's death, the ownership of the account is now father deceased, payable to A, B, C, and D as beneficiaries. By the way, the ownership change occurred at the moment of death. It may take a while for the paperwork to catch up with that. Typically, the IRA provider might take weeks or even months to get the account registered in the name of the beneficiaries as beneficiaries of father. But That, what I call the title diddling or title technicalities, that's not the ownership change. That's just the paperwork catching up with the ownership change that already occurred at the time of the death. Next step, the children divide up the inherited IRA into four separate inherited IRAs, one payable to each of them as beneficiary. What is that? Well, it's not a distribution, no money came out. Therefore, it's also not a rollover because there was no distribution. And it's not an owner-to-owner transfer because the ownership is still the same. We have four children as equal owners. They just own separate accounts instead of the same account. So since it's not any of the other categories, it must be a plan-to-plan transfer. And indeed, that is how the IRS regards that kind of a split-up. They call it a plan-to-plan transfer. Well, if you can remember all these differences between an owner-to-owner transfer, a plan-to-plan transfer, a title technicality, a distribution, and a rollover, you can consider yourself an expert. For Morningstar Advisor, this is Natalie Choate.
Today's podcast was sponsored by Oppenheimer Funds. Visit www.transition10.com to learn more about Oppenheimer Funds' valuable retirement income planning tools. Oppenheimer Funds are distributed by Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated. Oppenheimer Funds Incorporated and Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated are not affiliated with Morningstar Advisor.